Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life Alive You. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today we are joined by the Director of the Student Athlete Performance at Life University, Mr. Tummy. How are you doing today?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. So good. How long have you been alive?
Actually, I thought it was only 5 years, but this is going into my 6th year, so it's flown by extremely fast.
That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. And tell me a little bit about your role at the university.
Okay, well, without saying my role, I have to give due props to my assistant because I couldn't do it without her, Miss Laura Delosier. So everything I tell you, it's with the help of her.
That's amazing.
So to be a director, really at anything, there's a lot of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And for strength and conditioning, especially at the NAIA school, it's different from big colleges or high school.
Yeah.
We have a lot of national students. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that we cater to all the needs of the student athletes, first mm-hmm. and foremost. But the biggest thing we have to do is we have to find a way to train. Right now we have 562, which is more than any state school in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the new wrestlers, the new sports that I'm getting in my assistants. So we're going to be upwards of probably close to 640-ish, probably time fall comes around in October.
Wow.
And so we train those in a 3,000 square foot weight room, the new rep building, yeah. which is fantastic, and the SHS weight room.
Yeah.
And so to do that, we have to really have a good organization. You know. And so then we've got to meet with all the coaches. We've got to set up times their teams can train, build around academic classes, build around practices, which is huge because certain coaches want to practice at certain times.
Mm.
Certain classes, as you know, only are offered at certain times of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it really difficult. But we find a way for even kids that can't make our times, we'll film with other sports. You know, so for example, if I have a women's basketball player that can't make her time, she can go with a men's basketball or maybe even at the rep center with another sport that my assistant has.
Wow.
We'll find a way to get them in. But that's the biggest detail we have to do right away. So we start that probably at least a couple months in advance of the quarters,
yeah.
you know, to try to get the schedules going so the coaches don't have to wait around. Because certain coaches like certain time slots, and we try to be fair. You know,
mm-hmm.
No one wants the 6 a.m. dreaded time slot, but sometimes we have to force sports in there. But I don't want to keep the same sports at that time because it's not fair.
Yeah.
But since I've been here now, like I said, going on 6 years,
yeah.
most of the sports kind of know what time slot they like and they build their practices around it. So it makes it a more smooth transition.
That's awesome. Everybody works together.
Everybody has to work together. So after that piece, once we figure out how we're going to, when we're going to train them, we have to figure out how we're going to train them. You know, what season? Some are in season, some are off season, some are preseason. So those workouts are obviously tailored to those needs, which is very different. So we don't make the same workout for each sport. It's not like everyone does the same thing.
Yeah.
So we have to do, in the summer, I've been working since May to work on programs for October. Because I can't wait till last second because I do 10 sports and then my assistant Laura will end up doing 10 as well, maybe 11 because we're adding men's lacrosse and also women's football.
Oof, I just got goosebumps, my goodness.
So it's definitely busy, but you know, I enjoy it. It's different challenges than I've had before. I mean, I've been at big schools. I've been at small high schools, big schools with money, high schools with no money, with money. So it just, you find a way to get it done. And you don't complain, you just be committed. And that's one thing we always preach at Life as a coach is being committed to your job and finding ways to do it.
That's beautiful. That's really good.
So
I like it.
That kind of gave you an answer.
I want to backtrack for a second. Okay. What is your background?
So my background is in my undergrad's kinesiology.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to college, I was thinking, because I played high school and college sports and junior college, I was thinking, give me the easiest way to get a degree. I was thinking physical education.
Yeah.
I'm going to do PE because I liked sports. I wanted to do weight room stuff maybe, but they phased it out at Kansas State where I did my undergrad after JUCO. So they made it kinesiology. I was like, well, I know it's more science, but I'll give it a fling.
Yeah.
Ended up falling in love with it. It was really, really good. And I did an internship at Kansas State, and I got injured in junior college,
mm-hmm.
and so I went and worked in the weight room with those athletes, and at that point, I fell in love. At that time, the weight room was phenomenal for back then,
yeah.
and just to train that kind of caliber athletes, I figured this is what I want to do. And so I went from there to Tennessee as a graduate assistant for 2.5 years, then to Oklahoma State for almost 4 years.
Wow.
From Oklahoma State to Auburn for almost 4 years.
Wow.
And then I hit the high school ranks, and many people don't know, but I think I need to tell you that. People say, why did you go from big time schools to back to high school?
Yeah.
And I got married early, 24, my first marriage. And so I went through divorce. And that time my daughter was only one.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a job offer out of state making pretty good money, really good money. But I was like, if I take this job, I'm risking not seeing my daughter grow up and she won't know her dad.
Oof, I just got goosebumps.
So I made a tough decision that I'll look for a high school job in Atlanta because my parents had just moved here, so I can stay in contact with her and see her, you know, 2-hour drive. We'd meet halfway, and that way I'd be in her life. And, you know, a lot of times I'd be sitting, I see buddies of mine, they're making all this great money, jobs, but I'm look back, I'm like, I made the right choice because she just graduated from nursing in East Tennessee State, and she's 24 and she's got a great job. So I know I made the right decision. It was a tough decision, but I think it's fair that I tell people that so they know that's really why I went to high school, so I could stay close. And then I fell in love with the high school. I mean, I love high school. It's another different challenges, which at Life University, because we have such diversity in international kids, a lot of times it's like train high school kids because they don't have either the background or necessarily the chance to learn correct strength training, especially overseas, and they don't have the opportunity. So a lot of times we have to start from ground zero, which is fine for me. Yeah. You know, we don't rush it. But as long as they see that you care and they trust you, you can do great things.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So huge universities to high school, to Life University. What are some of those, I guess, pros and cons that you have experienced in that line of work?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every job you have is going to have pros and cons.
Right.
I mean, obviously, like if we say small colleges like Life University, there's always going to be cons because you don't quite have the money or the access to budget that you'd have at a big school.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the huge weight rooms. You don't have the huge dietary. Like we do now have an on-site dietitian. She does a great job, Kathy, but we don't have quite the supplements that maybe they have and they just roll out and you don't have to ask questions, buy whatever you want type thing. And, you know, the space is cramped sometimes. But again, it really is, I learned a long time ago, it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. Because I've seen a lot of coaches have all those bells and whistles, but they've ended up having trouble, not great success, you know?
Right.
And sometimes in the 27 years I've done this, I've seen coaches change. Because I've known some of the coaches when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I'd see them at conferences, and I wasn't in high school. I talked to them. They were like, oh, you're just at a high school. I'm like, so they kind of look down at you because, you know, you're not at their level, the top top school. So that's kind of disheartening at times, but you kind of see through people what it's worth. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, you can, I always tell people, you can sit on your cons all you want and be frustrated. If that's not what you like, then maybe you should change. You know, go find something to be happy. Because the minute you are down, the student athletes will see that you're down. They pick up just like your own kids at home. They can tell if something's bothering you. And if you take it on them, then you're doing them a disservice. It's not their fault X, Y, Z happened, you know? So you've got to make sure you check that when you come in and you're always positive. You try to get them going and try to get them to, you know, get them to work hard. And that's kind of what it's about.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So 27 years of this,
yeah,
of this beautiful journey and profession.
Yeah,
that's extraordinary.
It's been a journey. It's a good way to put it. It's a good way to put it.
So what are, if we can name them, what are those 20 something programs that we have right now for athletes?
I mean, you're looking, we have, golly, we have men's and women's, basically I'm just saying men's and women's. So men's and women's track and cross country. We have men's and women's basketball, volleyball, soccer. We will not have men's and women's lacrosse. We have men's and women's swimming, diving. No, we have women's flag football. We have club rugby, men's and women's rugby, undergrad rugby. I'm sure I'm leaving some sports out because there's so many of them. So like I inherited this when I first got here, I inherited sports basically, and I could have chose what sports I want to do. But I really fell in love with the sports I had because I had an idea after a year or two, I would probably pick and choose. I want to do these now. But I love the sports I do because it's a different challenge, like women's wrestling. You know, I've never worked with women's wrestlers until I got here. That's awesome. I worked with men's lacrosse in high school and I've worked some camps at college when we had them at Auburn, but never had men's lacrosse, and my assistant will do. But I'm anxious to see what kind of program design goes for that. So I'm always anxious to see. And I've worked with football for, 12 years in college almost. So rugby similar. It's not ideal, but you would train them almost similar as a football player. I mean, the energy systems are close. I mean, the game's totally different, but it's physical. They have to get strong, stuff like that. So I wanted to do different sports. You know, we had a bowling team I did, which I've never done that, which is, that was kind of interesting because you challenge yourself because if you're not used to it, find ways that you should train them. And, you know, I'm never afraid to ask questions. I'll ask the coach, hey, what do you think we need to work on?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to see? And I tell the coaches, too, come to me. If there's something you want me to add, I will never say no. We'll add it. You know, because you have to kind of, in this profession, you have to check your ego because there are so many ways to train. And we have such limited time with the student athletes. We've got to try to get more bang for our buck. You know, so if we had maybe a bigger weight room or we had X, Y, Z, I would probably train different, but that's okay. We can still get the job done. And I think that's important for people to see that you can get stuff done with very little equipment. You just have to be more imagine. Use your imagination, which I think has really changed. It's helped me a great deal since I've been here. Before, I was just like, oh, I'd go outside, walk into a huge 100-yard turf. I'd have balls, sleds, prowler, anything at my disposal. I can use it, whatever. Here, it wasn't like that. You know, so I had to kind of use stuff that I had before in high school and be more creative, you know. So it's always different and it's challenging, but it's also very rewarding because seeing the kids have success and hopefully having them have a good time, meaning that they appreciate your work you put in, that you care for them, and knowing that you care for them. That's my whole goal. You don't want to be hurt. You want to have a positive experience. Hopefully you can help them win games, but you want them to be healthy and learn something about strength and conditioning. So, you know, when they leave here, they can take care of themselves. They know how to train correctly and safely. And I think that's important and that's positive. I don't want them ever to have to look back and say, yeah, I had a great career at life, but I didn't really care for my strength coach because they were kind of mean or they didn't care. Not that they were hard, but they just, whatever reason is, you know. And I mean, really, what is a coach? A coach is like an advisor.
Yeah.
You know? In high school, that's the hat I wore. I was an advisor. I was a monitor. I was all this stuff. But that's what you're doing. You're there because we see the student athletes more than any of the coaches do year round.
Yeah.
You know, especially during the off season and stuff when they can't, with the 24-hour rule, they can't be around really.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always there and we're always trying to look and promote the same stuff: good grades, make good decisions, hydrate, eat well, take care of your bodies. You know, try to relax, try to rest. You know, things that our goals for athletic department is too. You know, trying to always stress from the top down, and so they see it from different avenues. And this is important because not only am I getting it from my AD, my assistant ADs, from my coach, but also the strength coach. So it must be important.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's important that everybody's on the same page with
consistency.
Stuff like that. Yeah, consistency.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. That's awesome. So what would you say would be a piece of advice that you would give a student who maybe has never done a sport and is interested in starting to do a sport? What would you say a piece of advice you would give them as they're transitioning into maybe, hey, I've always been interested in, I don't know, flag football, and it is a program now at the university. It is open.
Right.
You don't have to have a huge background in it. You're going to be coached in it. What are some of those steps that you would give them as advice?
I think if they're recruited in e-school, you know, and they're soft, this is something they want to do, the one thing I'd always tell them is be prepared to work and be uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Because especially at a school like this, which I've learned through the years, is a lot of kids have to work, all right? They can't hand out full ride scholarships like the big D1 schools can, right and left. They're probably going to be sleep deprived more. They're probably going to be malnutritioned more, not in the sense they don't have food, but they're probably not eating as regularly as they should, okay? And, you know, hydration things. So be prepared to take care of your bodies. You have to really time manage. And that's what's great about college is high school, it's always so strict. This is your classes, everything. College, you can pick and choose kind of when you can take the classes, but then you have to have great time management skills. So you have to force yourself, okay, I need to make sure I go to bed this time. I can make sure I'm studying. Don't wait till the last second. So I always tell them, be prepared to be uncomfortable because you're going to be sore. You're going to be tired.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be angry.
Yeah.
You're not going to like practice a lot of times. It's going to be hurt. It's going to be hard. Weight workouts will be hard, but they're going to be fair. And the coaches are going to care for you. And I always tell them too, if there's any questions they have, I tell any student, please come tell me or ask me and I'll tell you why we do what we do. I don't just do something because we do it because that's just what I picked up by or what I saw on YouTube or video. I do it because I put thought into it and I try to maximize our time that we have to make them better. Now, am I perfect? No. Even though I'm done it forever, I make mistakes all the time. I won't let them know. I'll tell myself, I can't believe I did that. Why are we doing this right now? You know, they won't know that, but I make mistakes still all the time.
Yeah.
But if you can take the mistake and turn it some positive quickly, you know, and sometimes they'll call me out like, that's not what it says. I'm like, you're right. See, I make mistakes too. You know, so I'll admit when I'm wrong. It's I don't like doing that, but I will. So that's the thing. And I'm trying to ingrain that in my own kids, like, okay, you want to play at the next level, it's going to be a lot more work than you're used to. And so, especially academics, because that gets involved, sometimes they push that aside, that I'm going to be an athlete. Well,
no.
The grades are the most important thing. You're a student first, the athlete's the second part. And a lot of people, I think, get that switch because they see things on TV and all these million-dollar contracts and can play pro. Again, 4% of like high school kids ever make it to college to play college football across the entire country. So it's a very small, select few. So if you're lucky enough to play at any level, I don't care. People may say, oh, well, they're just at life in high school. I don't care what level it is. It can be D2, D3, D1, or NAI. It's still a huge transition and change. And that's something they have to understand. You've got to take care of bodies, but you have to learn to hurt, be ready to work, be disciplined, be dedicated. And you know, these coaches are dependent on you. So, you know, make sure you're a team player too. It's not about you. Just like our jobs. And it's not about me or you. It's about, we're trying to promote what Life University is and be a positive example for the school. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about the difference between NAI, D1 and D2.
It's funny. I haven't done D2, but I'll put it like this. So when I went from Auburn, I went to high school. And it was Meadow Creek High School. It's helping consult a little bit with their strength conditioning. It's an inner city school down in Gwinnett County.
Okay.
Big. At that time, I think it's 7A now, so it's huge. They had close to 3,000 students.
Okay.
They really didn't have a strength coach. And I remember one summer we were doing drills, and I'm just frustrated because I'm like going, why are we looking so awfully slow? I mean, I remember I'm coming from college, so my ability to coach that level was new. Mm-hmm. And so I'm still kind of coaching like Auburn players, you know, and athletes that other sports are worth too. And I'm yelling, I'm like, can we please move our feet? Why are we so terribly slow? And finally a young man goes, coach, I said, yes, what? You realize we're not Auburn athletes. We're just high school. And that was like a huge slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, duh. No brainer. Kid's doing everything he can with his God-given ability. He's not going to go play at that level. So you need to understand that and lower your expectations. You know, my buddy has, a good friend of mine's at the NFL right now.
Yeah.
And he said, or he was, and he said, you know, the difference between pro and college, I'll tell you right now, because he was also at Washington State, big school in the Pac-12. He said, if I do a drill for NFL, they pick it up in 1 second. Mm. 1 second. I do a drill in college, give me 3 or 4 days to perfect it. They'll be really, really good at it. High school, you better give me at least a week, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they're not trying. It's just because it's just different. You know, mm-hmm. you're talking elite of elite, you mm-hmm. know, and at those high levels, I mean, they know they're ready. They have to go. Mm-hmm. And the pressures of high levels are a little bit different because, you know, they make one little mishap. They know that they're gone. Someone's already coming in the shoes because they have people knocking the doors begging
right.
to be there.
Right.
And not that it's not here, but it's just different. You know, expectations are still the same, but the pressures, I think, are a little bit different from those higher levels from what I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, but it's different. You have to check again what you expect and realize, okay, this is what I have.
Yeah.
This is where we can go. But the blessing in all that is you have a more of a mold to mold. So like pro, you're already there. You don't have to do much. College, you can push them to get there, not much. But from high school and like smaller schools, like NAIA schools, you can see a huge development over the 4 years. I mean, it's huge. You can see them just change like you would a high school kid from 15 to 18 or a young lady, the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of rewarding itself too. You know, that's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
That's really awesome. That yeah. sounds really exciting for
sure. It is pretty cool. It's pretty neat.
Tell me two things.
Mm-hmm.
That you're very proud of in the 6 years that you've been at Life University we've improved, we've changed, we've accommodated for. And then two things that are your next two goals, I guess, to continue expanding the program or strengthening it
okay,
or whatnot.
Sure. I'm definitely proud in that one with a hire I have made with my assistant, Laura. She's highly regarded, came from IMG, has college experience like I have, and she's been an asset to help me kind of revamp the strength program. You know, we're mm-hmm. We're now just taking on now having some work studies and we're going to start getting interns. So we're kind of expanding that. Before when I first got here, that was not my first worry. It was like, because we just had the SHS weight room, which is maybe 1,300 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how can I fit everybody in here? How can I get everybody trained accordingly? How can we make this work? Now we did have the Butler building where my old assistant Kimbo worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where rugby and some of the outdoor sports went too, but it was really more like a barn. You know, I couldn't really see her because we were so far away.
Mm-hmm.
I'd check in with her once a week, at least see how things were going. But now, like me and Laura in the same office, the same building, so we can chat every day and throw ideas mm-hmm. out. So I really like that and how we're expanding our staff.
That's awesome.
And I think the kids too from the different sports that are up there at the rep love it because they see it's more space, it's more shiny because it's new.
Yeah.
They take pride in ownership and I think that's really cool. The building in itself looks really nice from the road. So I mean, we're lucky with NAI standards. We have a really phenomenal weight room compared to any school that we will compete against.
Yeah.
We're top notch. So I think I'm really proud of how that weight room turned out. I think it's really cool. And again, with the staff, I think our next thing is we are attempting to use some, not to get real extreme technical, we're doing VBT or velocity based training.
Mm-hmm.
We have some kind of like, they're like Tendo units, but they're not, that we're just starting to scratch our surface to work with student athletes on. So the great thing about that is it's instant feedback. They can see how fast they need to move a bar in a certain percentage range and they can compete. Like so-and-so moved it slower, oh, I can move it faster. Without them knowing, they automatically want to go heavier and try to catch them. And so the competition gets better that way. And that way it helps us train them to a safer load as well. Like I may say today we're at 70%. Not everybody's going to be able to handle that. Some will be at 80 or 90.
Yeah.
Some may be at 50 or 60, depending on how they feel based on stresses they have. So that's another way we can kind of manipulate to keep them safer when we train them. So we're kind of scratching the surface on that. So that's really, really cool.
That sounds amazing.
And then Jamie's done a great job, my boss, athletic director, and she's done a great job since I've been here. Phenomenal, mm-hmm. her staff. in helping me get a budget, because I really didn't have a budget before. Mm-hmm. And so now I have a budget to where we can, we just made a big purchase of some equipment we needed, bands and other things, because stuff, you know, gets worn out, broke. Yeah. Before I just kind of had to deal with it until we could get time and fundraise and stuff. So now I'm getting a budget for not only that, but education stuff for our conference and clinics. So all that stuff's really cool. You know, that's made a big difference that I'm proud of. And we keep trying to grow, you know, slowly, but you know, I think too many people want to grow too fast. Yeah. You know, we want to make sure we take a small steps that we can handle and then go from there. And having these work studies and interns are going to be great to help us out, you know, because it's more eyes. Mm-hmm. It's going to help them learn to see this is what strength of the machine is. Mm-hmm. Is this something you want to do? Because not, I tell everybody, it's never going to be a 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if they want to go other places, which is I always tell them to go and do internships, go wherever you can get them at. I'll help you get graduate assistant positions across the country if I know somebody. It's a good way to learn because it takes a strong person to know the hours are not the same.
Yep.
You're always going to be early morning, and it depends where you go. They could be really late night, depends what sport you work with. You know, mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're in a relationship, it's hard for that partner to know, to accept that when you're going to be home, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, well, when I get home, just because mm-hmm. I don't know, you really don't. Just yeah. depends what sport. And then the travel piece, you know, if you're going to be traveling, a lot of times if you work like a basketball at a college, you're gone over holidays. You're always going over Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you're spending that on the road. If you mm-hmm. go to a football team, you want to be good, but bowl season, it's during Christmas. So you'll spend your bowl season away from your family on the road at a bowl game. Now, I've been to a bunch of them. They're great. But again, I never forget when I was at Auburn sitting there. I had just went through my divorce, and it was Christmas Eve. I was sitting in a Subway by myself eating a sub sandwich going, this is pretty sucky. This sucks.
Mm.
I'd like to be home with my family right now. You know, yeah. Part of it was because I went through the divorce, but part of it's like you just miss those times when you're with your family at home, opening presents, stuff. So all that stuff I tell anybody interested to please, you know, come talk to me and go out and see before you make those decisions, because it can be hard on the other person if they're not used to that, especially when it comes mm-hmm. to moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a military lifestyle.
Yeah.
If you look at any coach and look at their resume, they'll have, if they're in as long as I am, maybe 10 or 12 stops.
Yeah.
So your kids are uprooted, house sold, house move. And it can be a lot. It's mm-hmm. not the easiest thing in the world to do, you know, so.
Wow.
That kind of went off left, maybe not the advice.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think that's really important. I think that that makes you a huge resource at the university for all our students in the sports health mm-hmm. science that might be considering a career path like that.
Sure.
It's really important to have those raw conversations. Hey, these are the benefits of it. Yes, it is your dream job. Yes, you're being able to work with your athletes and whatnot. Yeah. And that's the goal. But also let's look at the cons, if you can call it cons,
right.
Because this could be a
sure.
lifestyle that you enjoy as well. Right?
Right.
So it's really important to have those raw conversations. And that makes you a huge resource for them. So thank you for sharing
sure.
that.
And, you know, me and Jamie talk all the time, you know, jobs, especially we're at different points of your career. I mean, my kids are in almost high school. One's in high school, one will be in high school. So you have to make sure that if you're moving, mm-hmm. you're doing it for the right reasons. And sometimes X amount of money never going to equate to knowing your kids or your family, you know, because mm-hmm. money comes and goes, but your time with your family, when they kids grow up, they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was a special on Nick Saban in Alabama a year or two ago, and they talked to his daughter. And she said, yeah, growing up in the house, we saw Dad Thursdays. Thursday nights was our night to see him.
Oof.
So through all high school, and she even went to Alabama, I think, they had dinner Thursday nights, there was a family. Other than that, she didn't see him. So if you can handle that, and I'm not discounting anybody that does that. I'm just saying that's just a tough decision mm-hmm. they have to make ultimately. Now, granted, those jobs pay great money. You can support the family. But again, it's just hard. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it from being a GA. I've seen it from being in my own position. I've seen it from going to different places. And, you know, all schools aren't in big cities like Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, even they're a big school, their schools make the college town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when school's out, it's just like a small little town, you know.
Yeah.
Then can your family handle that? You know, so a lot of stuff to think about. I think it's important.
That's really awesome. That's really exciting. Well, what are your, I guess, next steps in your career, if any, that you know of?
That's a great question. I mean, I keep getting offers and stuff, but it's...
Stop offering him. No. I'm joking.
It's really, like, and me and my wife have talked. You
yeah.
know, she doesn't want to move. She's born and raised in Marietta, so that's great. You
that's
know,
awesome.
She, my current wife. So, and we've been married. We'll celebrate our 60th anniversary this weekend.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And... You know, we've talked about that. So if there's a job that's coming, it'd more likely be just me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids are old enough, they're self-sufficient, but I don't know if I can do that just because, you know, my son's big in sports and I like being around. I'm like, we do stuff with baseball all the time. I'm with my daughter, take her stuff. I enjoy that stuff, you know, going
yeah.
to practice, pick them up, and they'll be driving soon, all that stuff. So I just don't know if I could sacrifice my if I'm willing to sacrifice my time for even a certain amount of money, I always say you never say never because you never know what the big guy in the sky has planned for us. Because, you know, I always believe in his destination for me and not my own, which is all the time used to be me. And I'm like, well, this never worked out. So forget it. I'm done. You
know? I give up.
Yeah, I give up. But I think that's important. And so I'm very careful. Yeah. I always like to listen because I think it's important even to engage people that are interested in you, because I think interviewing is fun because it always keeps you on your feet because you can see why I didn't do so well or those, I want to reserve for those questions. I think that's good. But yeah, I have no plans. There's not like, here in this, you know, I have no plans right now of going anywhere. You know, I'm pretty firmly planted here as far as I know what I expect. So
that's amazing. And the university is very happy and very glad that you are here.
Well, I appreciate that.
I am so happy that, again, students have the opportunity to learn from you and to build relationships with you and your experiences and things like that, because that makes a huge difference.
It does. Sure. I mean, I look back from when I was in high school and strength conditioning was just kind of starting up and everybody didn't like our strength coach. They didn't really know much back then, you know, because we just kind of did what they did, but they had everybody do the same thing. The girls were doing the same thing, the guy, football players, the guy, you know, so it's like, I was just like, why are we all doing the same work? But they didn't know any better. They didn't know any different. So I would never fault anybody. There's so many different great strength coaches that do different philosophies that I would never, ever knock because that's how they learn from, right? Mm-hmm. You can pick and choose different stuff, and I would never knock anybody. Absolutely. Because I think you're pointing one finger at somebody, there's four pointing back at you, you know.
Yeah.
Be careful, glass house, right? You know, so...
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for taking that time off that busy schedule on that gym. It. I'm definitely going to be heading over to kind of say I haven't been able to see the new building yet.
Yes.
So it's been a year now that it's been open, right?
Yeah. Sure. Right. Yeah, actually almost exactly a year where we were starting to train. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember the ribbon cutting ceremony. I remember I saw the pictures of it, but I haven't been able to walk by it. So I'm really excited. I'll walk over, say hello, and get a tour if that's possible.
Yeah, but of course. And make sure you send me email first because I go back and forth to SHS in that one. And you'll see Laura. She's in there. She's phenomenal. She's fantastic. Amazing. So she'll give you a great tour if I'm not there.
Thank you. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for everything that you do
for the students. I'm really excited for the growth of that program as well.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you on the next episode of Living Life, a Life for You. Bye.